Today, 74 is the new 24. That's actually the title of a song on Giorgio Moroder's new album. And if you're thinking, who is Giorgio Moroder? You do know his music. You're listening to it. Donna Summer's I Feel Love, the epitome of 1970s disco. And Giorgio Moroder is the guy who invented that sound. He invented disco. He had a ton of hits, he made a ton of money, and then he retired early to enjoy it all. But now, at age 75, he's back with his first LP in more than 30 years. It's called Deja Vu. And is it a rehash of his greatest hits? No way! Today, Giorgio Moroder is a DJ. Charles Monroe Cain sat down with him when the new CD was about to drop.
I was thinking about you, obviously, preparing for this the last couple days. You know, in my world, I like EDM, and you're kind of like the godfather of EDM. You invented disco. You were the bomb. And then just you stopped for 30 years. Why did you stop?
I always say the grass of the neighbor is greener. So I wanted to do something else. Since I studied art, so I went into art. I did some neon sculptures. I did some computer CGI stuff. And music was still important, but less and less. I was making a ton of 100 projects. Some worked, some didn't.
Did you design a pyramid once?
Oh, the pyramid, that was a project for Dubai, I would say about 15 years ago. But maybe the project was too big, too ambitious. And then the big crisis came. So actually, I was hit by two big crises. The other one was I manufactured with a friend of mine a 16-cylinder kind of exotic car called Gisetta Moroder. And a beautiful car. And when we were ready to deliver, that was in 92, the other big economic crash arrived. So we still managed to sell about 8 cars, but we had to close.
Do you drive one?
No.
Oh.
And I have a prototype, but I obviously cannot drive it.
You know, it's interesting. You seem like such an interesting guy. I mean, it seems like you retired first, and now you're back. You're 75, right? And now you're like post-retirement. Why did you choose to do it that way? Or I guess, why did you come back?
Well, it wasn't really my making. It was obviously when the album with Daft Punk came out, and I was on one of the tracks. That's when my second career, let's say, started.
What was the genesis of that song, Giorgio by Moroder? Wow, that's a hell of an homage. How did that happen?
It happened that the management called me and asked if I wanted to meet with the two robots. So we had lunch. And so they were asking me if I wanted to work with them on a song. And obviously I said yes. And then I didn't hear anything. And one day I was in Paris. They called me and said, we are in the studio. Do you want to come in and we start to work? So I went and I thought, okay, let's sit down on a piano and start to compose. But they didn't want that. They wanted me to talk and tell the story of my life. So I started by saying when I was 15, 16, in this little town in Italy.
And I definitely wanted to become a musician. It was almost impossible because the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance.
The music they did for the piece, Giorgio by Moroder, was absolutely brilliant. It starts with disco, with electronic disco, and then goes up into different styles and getting into jazz. And it's a little bit musically the story of dance music.
For me, I lived in Europe for about 12 years, and I was clubbing a lot in Amsterdam, Berlin. I lived in Prague for about 5 years, and I remember when the first time the club mixes started. A lot of times it was Bjork, because that's who was popular when I lived there in the early 90s, and these long club mixes. And I remember all of us being like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever invented. But then I thought, wait a minute, this was already invented a long time ago by Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder, because you did a 17-minute version of Love to Love You Baby on the album I had when I was like 5 years old. Can you take me back to that song?
I wanted to do a sex song, so I asked Donna if you ever have a great line, lyric-wise, just tell me. So she came back and she said, okay, how about, ooh, love to love you, baby, ooh, ooh, love to love you, baby. I needed some more moaning, and it didn't work. I guess she was embarrassed. First of all, there was her husband in the studio, Pete Bellotti, my co-producer, the engineer, and then some friends. So I thought the only way to do it is by throwing everybody out. So I got everybody out, turned down the lights, and she did it. And I don't know if she asked me if I can erase it later on, but I said, no, what's on tape is on tape.
You know, I'm thinking about Donna Summer, and I can't help but think about your new album, which I'm sorry we haven't got to yet. And one of the things about your new album, which reminds me of your career, are these female pop divas that are in your life. What's it like working with all these divas, from Britney Spears to Donna Summer to Sia to all of them? What's that like?
Oh, I love divas. I always like to work with women, and I just think female singers give a certain touch to dance music. If a girl really sings sexy, then it sounds sexy. I don't know if a guy would do a similar thing if it would be sexy.
Disco, 70s, like, you seem like you handled the wealth and the fame really, really well. But what do you think it was that kept you away from snorting coke and prostitutes and going crazy?
I don't know. Maybe I grew up in a very small town in Italy, up in the mountains. The only thing there was a glass of wine, if any. And you know what? I did my pre-work. I toured Europe as a musician, making very little money. And so I know the value of what you make. And I had very hard times when I actually, sometimes I was sleeping in my car after a gig because I couldn't afford to pay for a hotel.
You know, I'm thinking about you on tour when you're in your young 20s and sleeping in your car. And I'm thinking about one of the songs on your new album, 74 is the new 24. Is 74 the new 24? Or are you the kid in the car again, out playing music for the love of music?
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, sometime I worked for like 30,000 people, and there are so many young, very young people. And sometime I wonder, how do they know some of my music? And obviously they go into the internet and listen and check them out. So I kind of feel like them, and it you know, to perform in front of 30,000 people, that's something almost, that's gigantic. And especially for me, because this is totally new. And as a singer, I never made it, and I was not good enough. So I didn't have the experience of performing as a singer. But as a DJ, I'm up there with the guys, and people love it. They love to see me, and I love to see them dancing.
So 74 is the new 24.
Absolutely. Actually, it's now 75 is the new 25.
75 is the new 25. All right.
74 is the new 24, and it's the new single off of Giorgio Moroder's LP, Deja Vu. Charles Monroe Kane talked with him.